taken many calls from members and non-members looking for ways that they can help. And so what we're trying to do is provide a means on April 7th that not only Iowans but others across the Midwest and other states across the country can either donate an item of which we would auction off, or find a venue to where they can donate some revenue or some cash that we'll get in the right hands for relief efforts.
So tell me about how this works on April 7th. Well, is there a silent auction and then an actual auction, or just kind of take me through the day?
It's actually an online auction, and that's the unique piece that we're trying to connect here is the opportunity to get many people involved, not only in Iowa, but even outside the state. You'll see and hear the auctioneer in the background. You'll see the lot that's up for bid. There's instructions there on folks that want to participate and bid to download an app of which they can bid from as they work forward. Or we'll take bids here at the association headquarters for folks on the various items as well.
It sounds like it's just continuing to evolve as it goes, because, you know, last week it wasn't as big as it is this week, and then by next week it'll probably be bigger, and so it's continuing to gain momentum.
Yes, it definitely is. So last week I would kind of frame it up as this. I think last week, if you have a Facebook page or a Twitter handle and you're watching your tweets come through from your friends and family and that kind of thing, there's a lot more awareness building in the countryside. And so, for an example, I was at a county cattleman's banquet this weekend in eastern Iowa, Jones County. We had 800 people there. They waited till after their local auction and that kind of stuff they typically do, and we passed the hat. And in that case, that crowd contributed $2,500, and then the local cattlemen's organization matched that for a total contribution of $5,000. And so we're going to see a lot more of this. We're excited about it. Whether it comes through this Cattlemen's Association, Cattlemen's Foundation venue is not necessarily the main point for us, but just to draw awareness and to help our brethren in other states out with a really significant disaster.
So the auction is done on April 7th, and you have all of these donations, and you have all this stuff. Who decides where it goes? Where it goes to Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas? What happens then?
Our organizational leadership will decide on that. So what we're committed to right now is equally distributing the proceeds. It might not be a situation where we divide by four and say here for each state. What we've been doing at the association is keeping in touch with our sister organizations in other states and getting a true sense on, you know, do you need some tangible things like hay or fence posts? Do you need some cash for those longer term needs from these producers, those types of things? And I can tell you, just from my experience on the phone with several of those individuals, the needs are diverse. They build just like the awareness of this effort is building. And so we want to make sure that we're flexible as possible so we can put the dollars in the right place. And regardless of where it goes and how much goes to whichever state, we're doing what we're wanting to do, and that's help out other cattlemen in other states with a very significant disaster.
We had a disaster of our own, I think, back in 1993, which would be the drought. And I think I remember loads of hay. There was a hay lift that
yep.
came in. Talk a little bit about how that works. You know, you give so that hopefully when you need, you'll get back.
You're exactly right. If something like that happened in Iowa or in the upper Midwest, I can darn sure tell you and guarantee you that we would see the same support to our producers from other states as well.
Matt Deppe, thank you so much for spending time with me today and talking about this wonderful effort.
Thank you for the opportunity, and we look forward for folks to get involved.